You have Pat's son on 260?
Yeah.
No.
All right. We got Pat Cooper's son.
Go ahead. Oh, my goodness.
All right. Now, just relax, Pat.
I'm not. Go ahead.
This is a very exciting moment. All right.
Go ahead.
Now, you say you're Pat's son?
Yes, I am.
I recognize his voice.
That's him.
Yeah.
That is your son.
Hello, Mike.
Hi, Dad. How are you?
Okay.
All right. Now, wait a second. This is a big moment.
Now, I want you to answer the questions of what Howard Stern's going to ask you, Mike.
Okay.
And listen to me.
Yeah.
You be honest, and whatever on your mind you say.
Okay.
And you're not offending me, because I respect your right to say what you want to say.
All right.
Okay?
Yes.
What went wrong between you and your father? Why are you not talking?
I don't know why other divorced people have divorced parents, and they talk together, and the fathers still bother with their kids, and they're close with their children. Whatever happened between me and my father seemed to happen between my father and the rest of the family also. I can't understand what happened with the relationship between my father and I. I never really knew my father, even growing up. Now, if that was a result of my mother and his problem,
Mike, didn't you ask your mother, why is my father so bad? Don't you ask questions?
Yeah,
say, hold on a minute, Mike, and I'll give you a chance to talk.
Okay.
Why are you putting my father in the toilet, Ma? Let me make my own decisions. I'm an adult now. And I don't dislove you, Mother. I love you dearly. But I must let this man know that he's not wrong, Ma. And if he's my father and I'm proud of him, I want everybody to know it. Because my father became successful with only 2 weeks high school, Mother. How bad can this man be? And again, I love you, Ma. But you got to explain this to me, Ma. Why? Why didn't you teach us a little better?
So what do you say? You say someone's disrespectful to you?
Huh? You ask the question. At 13, right. Your mother says I'm a bum. 14, I'm a bum. Now you start to shave.
Right.
Now you start to say, why is this man a bum? He's never hurt. What did he do to hurt me?
Right.
So if I send your mother $40, that's what the judge told me to send.
So maybe, maybe he was afraid to ask
who?
You.
Now you don't be afraid of a man. I'm not going to kill him. I'm not going to shoot him. I'll say, I want to bring my father here. I want to know. Yeah. I want to know that there's two sides of your story. Hey, if I'm wrong, I have a right to defend myself. Like I gave my son today a right. I says, hey, my kids have a right to defend themselves. And I want him to tell the truth. If they think I'm a skunk, I want to hear them say it. Then I say, okay, if I'm a skunk, tell me why I'm a skunk.
So why is he a skunk?
This is the thing. When you're younger, if...
Cop out.
Let me talk now. Yeah. Now it's my turn, right?
Yeah.
If your mother or your family has an influence on you when you're 8 and 9 years old, all right, maybe they did. I don't agree with him saying that they constantly called him a skunk. Yeah, they were aggressive. I heard bad stories on both ends. But when I got older, when I was 15 and 16 years old, then it was up to me to see and to decide where the aggression, where it came from, and what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Is he really a bad guy? I should get to know my father. I should go there. I should see. I should be around him. I want to get to know my father.
Sure.
I don't know who my father is. So what was ever said, I went around to find out about my father. And like every kid at 13 or 14, Daddy, get me this. Daddy, I would like this. Daddy, I would like that. I was a kid then. I always asked my father for things. I wanted to get something from my father that I could say my dad gave me, or affection, anything. My father made his own impression when I became 15 and 16 on me, not what my mother said or what my grandmother said or what my aunt said. I'm a 32-year-old man now. I don't have to listen to anything that they say. They don't have any influence on me. It's up to me.
If they had no influence on you, Mike,
I can't get close to my father if the world depended on it because of my father.
Right.
Period. That's what he doesn't seem to understand. Yeah, when he came around, I asked him for a few things. But you show me any other son who never did.
Well, this is kind of sad. You know what it is? Sometimes
the
kid is...
It is sad. That's the thing about it now. It is sad. We're both two men now. We're no more, kid. I'm not a kid anymore.
You know what it is? You know what it is? You see how I'm looking at it? They got their juice out of the orange already.
Right.
Now I'm 32. I'm a man. Let's forget about that. And let's forget that you have feelings and that you worry. Let's forget about it. Start new.
But a kid is a victim.
Wait a minute. A kid is a victim.
I understand. Yeah.
But a kid's a victim.
Robin,
you know what I mean? I feel like Oprah.
Hurts.
I feel like Oprah, Pat.
You know? And Pat's upset about what happened to him. You got to understand that he went through a bad deal there.
Yeah. See, Pat
and
hurt.
Unfortunately, you were...
A victim of circumstance.
I'm hurt because people come to me that know them and say, how can you be so bad to these kids? They're so good. I'm not saying they're not good, but why am I the bad guy? I'm going to do a show at some damn club or something. I'll always get somebody that says, I live next door to your ex-wife, or next to your mother, or your father, or your sister, and all I got to do is say nothing but nice about you. So wait a minute, what am I doing?
You see that, Robin? But what does that have to do with me?
It has a lot to do with you because you stand there, Mike.
How do I know this
Mike,
is going on?
Mike, you make a decision, and you tell these people, whether you hang out with them or not, they're still your family, and you tell your mother, your sister, your uncle, your aunt, or whoever, back off. Don't you embarrass my father. And if you don't like it, he's my father. Kiss my ruck. Kiss my butt.
How do you know I don't say that?
Because I know you're not the kind of guy to do that. Because you go which way the wind shifts.
You don't know what kind of guy I am because you haven't been around for 32 years. You don't know who I am.
I haven't been around for 32 years.
You don't know who I am.
Mike, I've been in your company many times. Yes, I know who you are, Mike.
No, you don't know who I am.
I absolutely do.
Well, how do I get you guys on the right track?
That's the problem. He doesn't know who I am. He thinks he knows who I am. I'm a changed human being. I change every day.
You change every day.
I'm not the same person that he thinks I was when I was 14 years old. So, I don't care what they think about my father. It's what I think about my father, not what they think about him.
So you like him, though, right?
I don't dislike him. I never disliked him. But
it sounds like neither one of them knows the other.
So, Pat, how do I resolve this? I get you guys together?
Let's introduce them, Howard.
All right, let me introduce them. See, I think your dad's great.
Uh-huh.
He's a lot of fun.
He's a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
Now you're 32. You guys can party together.
Uh-huh.
You gotta forget all that other stuff.
Here's what happened. You know what it is? In a divorce, the mother always bad raps the father.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Tell my father. I don't think he realizes that.
I do realize that. I said that earlier.
And then as a kid, you get scared. You get poisoned. Right.
You already have a broken family. If you don't side with your mother, maybe you get put out.
It sounds like your son's a very nice guy.
He's not looking
for a handout.
But you see, that was the way it was all the time. Gimme. Now, let me tell you something.
That was
the easiest guy to give money away. I love to give money away.
Right.
But I don't like to be made a fool out of. I like to give a price of money, and then they walk away and say, what else is new?
Right. Yeah.
There's got to be some substance.
In other words, when you were sending the money, the kids were getting older. They could have thanked you.
But it's never enough.
But you know what teenagers are like, Howard.
Yeah, but as a kid, if you saw you could get money, you'd always want to get money.
That's right.
If I was in a gutter, which I was close to the gutter, I never would call my father money. I wouldn't give him the satisfaction.
When I was a kid, that was important to me. It doesn't matter to me now. All I need is time, affection, you know, a little relationship with him.
He wants a kind word. He wants a relationship.
I want to know what I've done to any of yous.
Well,
that just treat me like a second-class citizen.
I don't know what happened when I was... But
you're 32 years old. Don't you ask questions? It's still your family. Your mother's still your mother. Your grandmother's still your grandmother. Don't you ask questions? Don't you go over to your grandmother and grandma? Why do you abuse your own son? Your only son. What is wrong with you?
Well, I figured that's for you and her to figure out. That's your mother.
Now, what would it take for him to get back in your good grades?
I don't know, Howard. I don't think we're at that point in negotiations.
No. Robin, he's not in my bad graces. There's no bad graces.
You know what I mean. You're not feeling good about it.
I don't feel good about it. I'm sure he don't feel good about it, see? No. You know what it was? As long as things were good at that time, we don't have to call my father.
You don't become
adults. Once you're on your own and your mother ain't going to help you anymore, let me go to my father.
Right.
Now I become the other side. Now you don't want to talk to his mother, maybe. Now I become the father.
Yeah, but not everybody's a good diplomat. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
But do you love your son, Dad?
I love him, absolutely.
You do love your son.
Then say that to him.
Yeah, you say you love him.
I love him, but I don't like him.
Oh, boy. Don't leave that one out.
Oh,
right. No, I think you know what I'm saying, Robert.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
All right? That's the point. I tell him I love him.
Say, Mike, I love you.
Mike, I love you.
Mike, I love you.
Well, I have never heard that before.
All right, somebody in there, you may never hear again.
I'll just have to call
look at the answer he just gave me, so I don't know if I'm going to hear that before. Look, all of a sudden now, he wants me to get on my knees and kiss his ass. I ain't going to do it.
Right.
I don't give a damn who he is.
Right.
For what?
You know what? There's no honest feeling from that side.
All right, but wait a second.
Yeah. See, what happens here is he doesn't know how to accept love.
Oh, okay.
See, you say I love you, and Mike doesn't know what to do.
Who are you, Donahue?